If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor from WPMH. Is that right?
Yes.
WPMH, the Lighthouse, and this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Good morning, Colleen. Good afternoon. I don't know where I'm at.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. That's a good way to start. Boy, it sounds like an echo in here today.
Check that.
Maybe don't know what's going on.
People are playing around with machinery.
I hear you. And so, folks, it's good having you on the air today. That this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. I am Steve Taylor. I am the president and CEO of the Alliance Legal Group, and we're a law practice in the Hampton Roads area that we do a lot of debt work out for folks, getting them financial freedom. We do a lot of bankruptcies. We do a lot of Chapter 7s, a lot of Chapter 13s. This is a call-in radio format, so if you would like to call in and ask questions that you might have as far as receiving biblical financial freedom in a biblical way, you give us a call, and that phone number is 757-488-5299. This is not an infomercial. This is actually a program that we look at developing ways for people to have financial freedom. And that we do it in a number of different ways. But the first place that we start is by having the conversation. And so if you'd like to have that conversation, you can call here at 757-488-5299. Or if you want a one-on-one conversation with myself or one of our attorneys to get some financial advice on some of your debt issues, maybe how to get some freedom from those debt particular issues, then that can be done by going to www.debtfreeva.com, and that goes to our website at the Alliance Legal Group, and there's a little chat box assistance there that will pass your phone call directly to me. If I'm not available, then we can schedule an appointment either with myself or with one of our attorneys, and that we'll be glad to go over some of the options for you once we determine what the issues are. Okay, so that's kind of a beginning here. Tell me about what's going on in your life, Colleen, before we start.
Oh, just life is crazy.
Getting
stuff ready. It's the end of school year.
Yeah.
And preparing for just covering the radio station for the holiday weekend, and everything is coming up on Memorial Day weekend. So, you know, you would think things slow
long
down.
Weekend. Oh, no.
We have to prep for that and, you know, make sure that the programming still continues. And so we're busy doing that.
Well, I'm sure just about everybody that's listening, I mean, many, many people are like yourself and like myself today, is that we're preparing for the weekend, which is going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Some people have got a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday sort of weekend coming up. Some just have the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But still, that's 3 or 4 days that you're going to be off and you're trying to take care of stuff. Some people are going out of town. Some
right.
people are trying to get all their things together. And so it's a very busy time. And so, you know, that, you know, if there are financial issues that are going on, maybe today is the day to, you know, maybe just stick the foot in the door and start the process. And then know that we spoke to a young lady today that she's had some unfortunate issues come up, and that her vehicle got repossessed, and she was concerned about what was going to happen as far as whether she was going to lose her vehicle or not. And so we made a quick phone call to the bank, and we said, listen, just hold off, don't do anything until we can get back with you next week, and that we're making arrangements with this young lady to go ahead and make arrangements so that we can get that vehicle back. And but she had other things to do this weekend,
of course,
you know?
Yes.
So we're going to just put our foot in the door and kind of go from there. Again, if you'd like to call in today at 757-488-5299, we're going to discuss issues on how to get that financial freedom that you're looking for. You know, one of the things that I wanted to touch base before we jump too deeply into it is that, you know, what I've seen over the last 30 years of my practicing, especially practicing bankruptcy in the Hampton Roads area, is that the number of people that will try to fix the problem, they got a problem, and they know they need to file bankruptcy, and that they'll attempt to do it themselves. You know, it's what they call a pro se filing. And that those things are so problematic for folks that don't know what they're doing or are attempting to do what they can do, and that
they want to save money to do it themselves or take it on.
Absolutely. You know, I do that way too often with vehicles.
Sometimes we have to know, well, even home repair. I was thinking the same thing. We're trying to do some stuff at the house, and you know, there's just sometimes where both time and energy and even financially, you just leave it to the professionals. You
Absolutely.
Let the professionals take it on because you know you'll be in for it longer. Now, there are some things that, hey, people can Google and YouTube and find out information and figure it out themselves. And learning is always great. You should learn and do things on your own. But sometimes in these cases, you certainly should call a professional and have them take care of it for you.
Well, you know, I guess the issue is, you know, that, you know, the, from a biblical perspective, you know, it says, you know, after much counsel, then go out and make war. And, you know, the concept is that get all your ducks in a row. Get the facts straight. Because, you know, going back to my vehicle thing, I've got like three or four vehicles. They all seem to need work. All need, you know, I've purchased vehicles that need this and that and the other. I probably shouldn't have bought one or two of the vehicles. And now I've got these vehicles. And you know, I don't know whether to buy or to sell, to fix or to, you know, do what. And that when I do got a fix, then, you know, I don't know how much I should try to tackle myself versus get somebody that knows what they're doing. And so, you know, the very first thing that I started doing this week was I was taking my vehicle to folks that could tell me exactly, you know, what needed to be done on this vehicle, whether it was going to cost this much or how much, what I needed to do, and then kind of get an idea of what my options were. You know, that maybe some of the work I might be able to get done on my own.
Right.
But maybe I should just sell some of these vehicles, you know, because there might
be. Simplify your life.
Absolutely. And I might even take a loss a little bit here and a little bit there as far as, but that overall, you know, I'll have a plan. And that's kind of what we're talking about here today, is that let's get a plan going. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely free. You know, that when I spoke to the young lady today that I was just talking about, you know, we made a determination whether it would be better to not file, whether it would be better to file Chapter 7, whether it would be better to go to a Chapter 13, you know, just what I would think based upon my experience and her circumstances would be best for her. And lots of times, you know, and then I spoke to another gentleman just a little bit ago, on the way up here, as a matter of fact, and bless his heart, he's a pastor, and he's, you know, he's got a church has a lot of debt, and of course he's not personally responsible for that debt, but that he's very concerned of the church, and you know, and also that, you know, you just don't know. Sometimes you do pick up some personal liability here or there that you're not aware of, and so you know that we had a good conversation about how to proceed, and sometimes you need a professional in your advice that's been through this a few times. To give you some peace of mind. And so both folks go into this weekend that we spoke to in the last hour, you know, having a plan. You know, having a plan. Sometimes the plan is let's get our information together and then we'll talk again on Monday or Tuesday and then we'll go forward. But again, this is your opportunity to give us a call directly about your financial questions. The phone number is 757-488-5299. And again, the website is www.debtfreeva.com. So that's kind of what we're doing today. Just taking phone calls and seeing if anybody has any questions that would be of an assist. You know, one of the things we have been doing for the last two or three weeks is, you know, discussing the fact that there's a lot of questions in the economy right now about which way it's going to go. We don't know which way it's going to go.
Well, we mentioned holiday weekend, and I was reading, you know, you always around the holiday weekends, you see that, okay, gas prices are going to increase.
Sure.
So that is a factor as well. Whether should you travel in this period of time? What do you do to prep for that to make sure that you have the extra finances to be able to do that? You know, all of those factors play in as well.
Yeah.
And throughout the summer months to see what that looks like.
Well, and just kind of recapping where we were at in the last several discussions as far as what happens if, you know, we live in uncertain times, you know, that we just got through a 1 year, we're not going to call it we're going to call it what it is. It was a lockdown. It was a, you know, a mandatory lockdown where the government flexed its muscles and kept us locked in our buildings, and you know, lots of times the business, you know, I was watching this morning, you know, just it's so true, this Orwellian sort of double speak sort of stuff that they do, you know, that throughout this whole year process, you know, that they use these words that we're supposed to like adopt in our lifestyle in order to make us think differently. And I think they called these like safer at home. You know, we weren't safer at home. You know, they're not safer than these guys that were giving us the rules that were like the these mayors and stuff like that that were out there doing whatever they wanted to do. And that, you know, we weren't safer at home when we were losing our businesses. We weren't safer at home when, you know.
It's all semantics, right?
It's more than semantics. It's trying to get you to buy into their narrative of what's going on. A lot of people got hurt this last year.
It's very interesting how things can change very quickly.
Yeah, you know, that the thing that we're seeing the most of is people that had businesses that were thriving, active ventures are not reopening, and that a lot of the businesses that were doing well are struggling. And so the economy hasn't opened up, so to speak. They haven't let it open up the way that it could have opened up, and that now that we're at the point of, you know, I mean, I think everybody's kind of admitted that, you know, whether, you know, they say it's because of the vaccines. Trust me, the vaccines did very, very little to cause this to open up. It's 100 degrees outside. Those bugs don't live out there, and that you know, people aren't wearing, but, you know, people are still wearing masks. The mandate was, like, lifted, you know, the 2 weeks ago, and that I still see people driving around in cars by themselves with masks on their face. And I'm just going,
it's what? Hard to turn back once you move forward in one direction. You're almost, you know, you become desensitized to regardless of your
situation.
They're
breathing their own waste out of their mouth back into their lungs. You know, that's not good for you.
Right.
You know, that take the mask off. Take the mask off.
Fresh air is good.
Fresh air is a real good thing, especially when it's 90 degrees, 100 degrees outside.
Yes.
You know, and so they're, you know, you remember that thing that this is the new normal? This is not the new normal. You know, that's what they're trying to tell people is this is the new normal. New normal doesn't mean, you know, I'm just going on a rant today.
I was going to say, watch how far you rant to the side. You
yeah,
know? Yeah,
so.
No, it's refreshing solutions. Sometimes when we can get back to some normal.
We want to be back to normal. We want to be back to normal. We want to see people's businesses thrive again. And so getting back, that bankruptcy is a tool that will assist many, many people from the debts that they've picked up, the fresh start that they need to get. If your car has been repossessed, if your mortgage is behind, if you're getting garnished, if you have judgments that are pending against you, all those things can be resolved. And again, that people say, it's going to destroy my credit. It's not going to destroy your credit. It's going to probably help your credit. You know, your credit is probably, if you're in a position where you're wondering whether or not a bankruptcy is going to hurt your credit, chances are the bankruptcy will help your credit, because you probably don't have very good credit because you have a lot of derogatory things on your credit report. And so the beginning of the solution is getting rid of those, stopping the bleeding, then getting rid of all those derogatory things, which the bankruptcy process and the discharge process will do. And then people say, well, then I'll have a Chapter 7 bankruptcy on my credit report for 10 years. Well, not necessarily. We've got some folks that we'll be happy to introduce you to that will attempt to take anything that's derogatory off your credit report. But even with the credit, even with the bankruptcy on your credit report, that doesn't mean you have bad credit. It's not good credit, bad credit. It's a question of whether a person's going to loan you money based upon the information that you have on your credit report. And, you know, when people say that basically that you cannot file again for the next 8 years, that all your debt has been discharged, and that you provide them that you have a job and you have good income, they're going to be very willing to take you on as much more willing than they would when you got one foot in the grave and one step on the banana peel.
Right.
You know, and so that's just a matter of just common sense. You know, another thing that people have really been talking about lately is how difficult how difficult it is to housing. You know, and of course we first think, well,
has it changed the market now?
Well, what's going on right now is that because, you know, as we had some comments last week and the week before, that, you know, with the CCP virus, and of course now everybody's starting to recognize that it was not, you know, a wet market thing. Even the ones, it probably was a
White House is opening up an investigation.
Well, that's because they know it's going to come out anyhow. You know, you can only withhold the truth so long. And so at some point you got to say, oh yeah, you know, maybe those guys, you know, actually manufactured this thing. Of course, Fauci did. He certainly cooperated in it and did the funding and stuff like that. Whether it was an accident or not, who knows? But the bottom line is that the, where were we going?
You're saying about housing. So housing.
So we have a housing bubble going on right now where the prices of real estate are jumping every month.
Right.
And so that the cost of purchasing and building a house are going up. And
supply
the reason
costs.
I went to the store yesterday, and I'm sure each one of you have tried to purchase something, and that the person says, well, because of the CCP virus, that there's breakdowns in the supply chain.
Even simple things you wouldn't have thought of before, you know, like hardware stuff and repair things, because all the prices are going up. And what I'm now realizing is I didn't really think about this because it's not in my everyday, but supply chains, like you said, or the manufacturing of it hasn't been happening. So clearly, all of the supply has been depleted.
And key nothing- areas you have an engine, and all it takes is one part that hasn't been produced for a while, and then the whole engine can't, you know, whether it be a chip. Yesterday, I was going to buy some parts for I've got a log splitter, all right? And so I need these two little pieces of metal that I need to fix the machine, but they said, "Oh, you can't get cast metal parts.
Okay.
Cast metal parts don't, you know, they're months behind. We used to manufacture cast metal parts, but you know, now that we're stopping the manufacturing in America and throwing all our manufacturing folks under the bus." Saying that we can't use coal and all that kind of stuff that we need in order so that we can manufacture stuff. Of course, they're being manufactured. And of course, China didn't do anything either. But they're going to end up being manufactured back in China. Of course, China's not our friends. They're not going to help us any. And they've got big backlogs in products from there. So I was told that it could take several months to get a single piece. And the price has gone through the roof. Because of supply and demand.
Yeah.
And there's supply and demand going up. And so as that relates to a home, it costs much, much more to build a home. That's why the prices are going up. People are grabbing up the homes that are out there because the bottom line is they'd like to have a place to live, and they don't want to wait months and months and months to build one.
Well, I can relate to that, too, I was saying. And if you have a question for us, please call in at 488-5299, 488-5299. But I was saying, too, like, we were thinking about possibly looking to purchase a new home or whatever, and then the cost of it's so crazy. So then we decided to go do some renovations, do some upgrades to our existing home, and look at that. And now, speaking of the same thing, I would have thought, oh, it's no big deal. Hey, we're redoing a shower in our house or whatever. And so I'm like, oh, that's no big deal. You know, we'll have that. It'll be done. And now they tell me, again, the base part of it, you know, you can't even find, you know, or there, and it's been months and everything, and it just keeps going on and on and on. Now I'm being made more aware that this is because production was halted.
Yeah, in different areas, and that it all and it relates back down to even to the rental market, because what's going on now, if the house costs more. Mm-hmm. Then it costs more to buy the house, and then you got to rent the property for more because you paid more for the house.
You got to make up for it, for sure.
Yeah, and so that there's fewer, and also because there's the other issue is this, as far as the rental inventory, that's drying up too because all the landlords are saying, man, I can make a lot of money if I sell this thing. And so a lot of the properties are being
taken
them off the market as rental properties.
Sent out, and then they have to find their own.
People are buying homes that were rental properties and converting them into homes because they can't find another home. And so, you know, there's a real shortage of rental properties right now. And so, you know, the bottom line is that a lot of people are going to get a squeeze, and that we were talking again in the weeks past how this is going to affect all of us in the weeks and months coming up. You know, that we discussed, we only have 6 minutes left. So, you know, we discussed that there's a lot of issues potentially coming about in the next several months, maybe the summer. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Definitely
take a break.
Enjoy your moment. That's one of the keys, is when you get ready to go through difficult things, enjoy the moment. You know, enjoy the moment. Enjoy your family. You know, praise the Lord. Trust Him in all of these things. And then, you know, as it comes to getting serious about making sure that you're going to get through all this, you know, schedule an appointment, because you want to take care of these issues. I've got a lot of strategies on how we deal with future issues. And once I know what your problems are, once I know what your debt issues are, there are different ways that we can deal with either individually or collectively as far as, you know, all your debts. Or sometimes you have to take a look at the things you have, and sometimes you have to let some things go, you know. And so now's the time to start making those decisions. I guess the big thing, though, is, you know, as we get ready to enter into this weekend, that I want you to really just praise the Lord and take it easy. Enjoy your family. It's going to be a warm one today and tomorrow, but then I think we got some rain coming in Saturday afternoon. But the temperatures were starting to get up there a little bit.
Yeah.
And so enjoy the weather. I guess some people will probably be out on the beach this weekend, maybe.
It's what people do.
Saturday afternoon, I think it's going to be raining, though. That's what I hear. So
it tends to rain around here Memorial Day weekend.
I'm thinking back,
I've been in the area now for about 20 years, and there have been several Memorial Day weekends where it's been pretty rainy, you know.
Yeah.
But still enjoy. Take the time to enjoy your family.
Visit loved ones that are that have given you know, the ultimate devotion for the preservation of liberty in this country. You know,
yes.
That's what we're really talking about.
Honor our folks who have sacrificed their lives for us to have the freedom that we have enjoyed as long as we have.
So. That's right. And you know, just really taking an evaluation of where we're at and you know, where we need to go. And so, you know, so today, I guess the takeaway would be, what? Help me out. Give us...
to not take things for granted. Again, you know, we're celebrating Memorial Day, and there's a reason why we are celebrating people who have sacrificed for us. And again, it's the freedom. You know, they always say, you know, those things are, you know, you're getting a beach weekend and a barbecue because somebody sacrificed their life for you.
That's right.
So spend some time with your family and appreciate the freedoms that we do have and enjoy that. And, you know, don't take it for granted, for sure. And know that in some cases, things may change, and not for the better as far as some of those freedoms go. And so we need to
stop that. You know, that when people say derogatory things about this country, you know, that or the people that founded this country, or the generations that have fought for the liberty of this country, you know, stop them and say, you know, that have them recognize that the very fact that they're able to say those negative things about this country is based on those people that they, the First Amendment, the ability
freedom of speech,
the ability to say things as you want to say them doesn't exist in every country, and so, you know, the thoughts and the things written down, the precepts and the concepts that were memorialized in those founding documents, they weren't written by perfect people, but those documents and those things speak for themselves. And so before you attack, like an ad hominem, that means just attacking the person that wrote the thing that basically that is a good thing, which ultimately is purposed to destroy the documents themselves. Stop it. You know, that understand that we are blessed beyond any imaginable degree based upon God blessing us with those folks that wrote those documents, as well as people that would give the ultimate devotion to preserve their freedoms. So we're down to less than a minute. Again, that we hope that you have a very wonderful Memorial Day. We hope that you come back safely on Tuesday from wherever your Memorial Day weekend events take you. This is Steve Taylor from the Alliance Legal Group. We look forward to serving you. If we can help you, please contact us at debtfreeva.com. And God bless you. God bless America, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.